manage this, Mama? Episode 1. I think it's episode 0 because I'm going to introduce the series to all of you. It's the series introduction. Let's circle back after nap time. So, if you have read my last post about how I did my IPMA level C certification or heard the podcast episode about it, you know that I talk a lot about growth, resilience, trying to keep it all together when everything is falling apart. And you might have thought that I'm always very serious and I always talk about serious stuff. I mean, life is serious, but I also try to draw humor out of it. And that is why, if you're wondering how we went from that raw vulnerability and tears and talk about sickness and struggles to jokes about post-its and diaper rash, well, I became a working mother. And suddenly, life turned into a masterclass of project management with snack breaks and cuddle breaks and very, very detailed schedule of when one should get a long mummy cuddle without exceptions, because that person is the CEO of my life now. Welcome to Project Manage This, Mama. This is a 10-part series where I will apply leadership frameworks, my corporate experience, and of humor to my everyday life and the juggling that I do as a working mother. Between sliding into meetings, mid-diaper change, and leading alignment calls with a toddler snacking on my lap, I realized everything I do right now looks suspiciously like a project plan, but with lot more quetchy and sometimes occasional bribes of chocolates these days. Yes, because now we are no longer a baby. We are now a toddler and we have discovered what chocolate is. Sorry for speaking into we terms. I guess it's also a bad habit that I picked up. I do not speak in third person. Everything is first person. We are a team. We are mom and baby team. We get up on time. We have decided to throw a tantrum. So please excuse my language. But that is my daily life. I start from being stressed because none of us woke up on time. Or even if we woke up on time, we decided that cuddle on the bed is the best thing to do right now before getting ready for daycare, to Moscow method, from irrational breakdowns to high-stakes management presentations, often within the same one-hour window, because raising tiny humans while keeping your professional ambitions alive is a full-scale, multi-stakeholder project with no budget, minimum buffer time, and scope creep built right into the contract. You don't get to file a change request. Your life is a change request. What does this series cover? In this series, expect timelines and tears. Mine, otherwise. Expect takeaways after tantrums. Expect a lot of bullet points, Gantt chart metaphors, comparison with PowerPoint slide decks and real life, and friends who keep you from rage quitting your entire life. We will talk about negotiating with my toddler, who is actually my toughest stakeholder, about imposter syndrome that mysteriously vanished after childbirth, about project budgets blown, timelines busted, here at home and at work, daycare drop-off sometimes with unwashed hair in a bun, sometimes in my jogging pants when I'm working from home. All of this we are going to talk about in the sprints of the life that I am in right now. It is so real. It is ridiculous. And if you're listening while hiding in the pantry with a Linderkugel in your mouth, or having your fourth big coffee against your better judgment, I have been looking forward to knowing you. So feel free to connect with me by any of the processes. You can connect with me via email or you can use the contact form on my website. Just drop off. Let's talk about our experiences together, about your experiences as a mom working or otherwise life as a toddler, managing everything on your own. But in general, who this is for? As I said before, whether you're a mom learning to lead at work, a leader learning the ropes of motherhood, or simply someone who's realizing that school or daycare pickup now is the highest pressure deadline of the day, someone doing care work, especially for little human beings, an enormous responsibility, you are in the right stand-up. Grab your hot beverage. I might like coffee, you might just like your tea, or like some of my friends, they love their chai. Or maybe it's too late in the day and you just want something a little stronger than either tea or coffee. I'm not gonna judge. You do you, girl. Fire up the to-do list. Think of the sleepy I love you cuddle from the last night. Let's kick off. Project Mom Office is officially in season. I have scheduled this whole podcast series as 10-part. So I will have my toughest stakeholder. You can have an idea what that episode is going to be. Then from different parts of how my life is like right now, how it is organized as a Moscow method, what I really need. Do I really need to wash my hair and put my makeup on? Can I just go and do a daycare run like this? To how my friends have been my biggest support. My family has been my biggest support. I'm going to talk about a lot of things that happen to me on daily life. But let me give you a little preview on today's introduction episode. In my pre-toddler life, I was managing high-stakes automotive projects. It was all about street releases, homologations, deliverables, international teams, time, cost, budget, quality, schedule. I was on top of everything. Even during the height of pandemic when everything was online, somehow I still managed to hold my team together. But really, none of it managed or prepared me for the negotiation that I do with a now 4-year-old who believes that her right to frozen fruit is her right. Even though when she's coughing and sneezing, and you tell her that you're coughing and sneezing, you will not get frozen food, not coughing anymore. And then, in going to bed, when it's time to have some honey, I am sick, I think I should get some honey. Life is about changing scopes. As I said, scope creep is built into it. My baby is brilliant. She's the best thing. She is highly attuned to our emotions, her, mine, her daddy's, and she resists going to bed alone. And she has impeccable timing. It is exactly when I used to share my screen with senior leadership that a diaper situation needed escalation. Now we do not wear diapers. Oh, sorry. Now she does not wear diaper. But it is exactly when she's only hungry and cannot wait one moment without a snack. Or she can go to restroom, but she doesn't want to. She needs mama there for moral support. I used to think influence was all about stakeholder maps, preparing, aligning, organizing them in presentations. These days, it's mostly tone, snacks, and alignment on the color of the t-shirt. And which plate does she want? Peppa Pig or something else? My takeaway from all of this is your toughest stakeholder is the one who can't meet you halfway yet. So you go further. You simplify choices. You preempt meltdowns with clear signals. And you hold the boundary because the boundary is what everyone feels safe. There will be more topic about how we can not do color-coded beans. If someday we are putting on our shoes on our own and we do not want to put the jacket on, then so be it. Some days, everything runs according to the plan and I can get up and start my day and get my toddler ready for the daycare. Some days, nothing goes according to the plan. And that is the days when I have to replan and it's a dynamic situation. No days are same. When I'm working, we have dynamic situations. We change our situations. But it is not from the 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. But now some days, I don't know, in the morning, what if, is there an emergency in the daycare? If the daycare will be closed at 1 o'clock today? I don't know. And I have to adapt accordingly. And I have to plan. I have to have my daily Eisenhower matrix at the hand. I have to have my Moscow, my running to-do list to know which is the most wanted and which is a should have or which is must have and which is could have and which won't be had. For example, a bland ass curry that mommy made quickly. No. I will talk about the risks. I will talk about the stand-ups that no one sees. I will talk about how your plan is as good as your daily decisions. But today, we set the tone for the series. Real talk, real tools, and real laughter after calls. You do not need perfect system. You need a kind one. One that meets you where you are and goes with you. You are allowed to prioritize. Boundaries are kindness. And every meltdown has a lesson. Even if the lesson is, keep the snacks on hand and prepare everything beforehand. So for the next episode, it's the first episode where I'll delve a little into how my toddler is my toughest stakeholder. After that, it will be followed by stand-ups, sit-downs, and meltdowns about daily rituals, about meetings, the wild emotional ride of project management. If what I'm talking or what I'm planning to talk to you resonates with you, please follow the show, share it with a friend, come say hello, and maybe someday we will talk together on my podcast. Tell me about how your toddler has kept your life or your little one or even your kids who are now in school or grown up, how life has been as a working mother, as a parent, how things and priorities changed. I am all ears for you. And Project Mom Office is in session and there is always a seat for you. So here is it. Tanny Talks Tech, talking about project managing this Mama Project Mom Office.